But we back, and we're going to get into, we're going to continue talking the NFL and continue talking about this week's matchups and, you know, last week's results going into this week, who me and William feel like, you know, has the advantages, disadvantages, favorites, you know, coaching or whatnot. What do we expect from these, you know, stretches of games here where you kind of got some new blood here in the NFL. You know what I'm saying? First time ever in the playoffs, every team is featured in the playoffs, had a young quarterback. None of the notable veteran quarterbacks outside of Dak Prescott were playing. Here you got, where is it? Wild card weekend, you know, Geno Smith was representing Seattle. Brock Purdy was representing San Francisco. Like I said, you had Dallas and Tampa Bay, old heads, Brady, that Prescott. But then you had Daniel Jones for the Giants. You know, Kirk Cousins, also in Wild Card Weekend. You had Miami that was playing with a third-string quarterback. Bengals, Joe Burrow. Baltimore was playing with their backup because Lamar Jackson was still injured. Then you have Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, and what's the quarterback name for the Chargers?
Oh man, you had asked me that, didn't you? Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
So you got a lot of fresh and new blood in the playoffs, and that's always good, right? You know, you want to make sure your league is in a position where it is continuing to grow talent and get brand new household names. You know, we can't be like WWE and be living off of a 50-year-old Shawn Michaels and another, you know, 50-something-year-old Undertaker and, you know, a Triple H, you know, old heads. Anytime you want to, you know, go to a main event or a big match, it's one of the older heads. You're not doing anything to bring along the new blood. So, you know, NFL has, you know, done a great job of, you know, featuring their young talent, because the guys like Aaron Rodgers, you know, Brady, Russell Wilson, you know, we had Phillip Rivers just recently retired the last few years. Drew Brees just recently retired. Cam Newton is, you know, no longer, you know, in the league. So a lot of the, you know, older, you know, household names that we're used to hearing of when you're talking about the playoffs, they're no longer in the picture. So that is a good sign, especially when you see games like the Jacksonville and Chargers game. Those two are in the AFC. You know those two quarterbacks are going to be going back and forth for a long time. Just like last week, You had, you know, Trevor Lawrence up against Trevor Lawrence and, you know, Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes, he's been around a little bit, but he's still young. Got a lot of great years ahead of him. So, you know, you're looking at it from this standpoint of you're going to see these two guys going head-to-head for a long time, and that's not even bringing Joe Burrow into the conversation, because that is another AFC quarterback. So, you know, just it's good for the league, you know, to see the youth advancing the game past present, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead, William. I'll be right back. I got to get me some water.
Oh, okay. Well, as Eric was saying, yeah, it is definitely good to see young quarterbacks kind of taking up that mantle and everything and all that. You know, one of the biggest things that you have got to, that you also have got to do with these young quarterbacks is also surrounding them with the talent that they are going to need in order to actually perform. And, you know, I for one, I think that a lot of these teams are doing just that. They're going through. They're making the right picks. They're definitely setting. They're definitely setting these quarterbacks up for success. I like how Jacksonville is building that team. I have said this quite a few times before, but I do think that Jacksonville is going to be a team that we're going to be talking about actually going to be a threat for the playoffs and even the Super Bowl. You know, again, it's one of those things where I think that the Chargers, I think that they're going to continue to be right there. I do expect some turnovers and whatnot as far as the Chargers go. Kansas City, I don't really want to say that they're in a quote-unquote rebuild stage, because they're kind of not, but they kind of are. It's a very unique situation there in Kansas City, where I do think that we are going to see we're going to see them bringing in other wide receivers. I do think that they are looking for that next Tyreek Hill and everything. But even without Tyreek Hill, Andrew Reed has built a great team there. I don't see the Chiefs falling off too much as far as it goes. By the way, listeners, I do apologize about the extra noise. I am scraping ice off of the windshield of my car, but another team that I do think does need to kind of step it up a bit and everything, and that's the Buffalo Bills. To me, they have way too much talent on that team not to at least be in the Super Bowl. So I don't know what the answer is there, but I do know that they do need to figure it out.
So my man, if you you getting ready to head to work, right? And you scraping the ice off the windshield? Yeah,
kind of pre-getting ready for work, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little weather up here.
A little bit?
Today and everything.
I know. So, what's the temperature up there?
Right now, 29 degrees.
Ooh, man. That's probably comfortable for you.
It's actually warm up here for a change.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's probably, for you, that's probably a comfortable temperature at this time of the year. Man, you better turn that car on and hit that defrost, man. It might take.
It's already hit, my man. It's already hit. Yeah, trust me. I might be used to the cold weather, but I hate being cold.
Oh, you don't like being cold?
No, sir. I prefer the heat, but I mean that's just me. I mean, I don't know. So, someday I might venture back down south to and move back to Florida or something. But after being in the area or in this area for a great many of years and everything like that, you just kind of get used to it.
Yeah, you do. At that point, it's just you expect it and you know it's coming, so you just kind of prepare yourself for that.
Yep. Yeah, you just kind of go with the flow, my man. You should move up here, Derek.
Yeah, okay.
He said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, look, I got a question for you, and it involves the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So, you remember, you remember back in, what was it, the late 80s, early 90s, man, they were in the Super Bowl almost every year. And they never could close it out. And now we're kind of seeing them, they're in the playoffs they're in the playoffs just about every year, but they can't seem to close it out. And I'm just kind of curious, is there like some kind of curse I don't know about? With Buffalo not being able to win a Super Bowl or something, I mean, I've never quite understood it.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for them. They had the expectations, and last few seasons they just not, lived up to them. It's, they have the talent. Well, and I think the head coach of that team is a really good head coach. So I'm not suggesting Buffalo, make any culture changes, because I think they do have a really good, coach. But, you just keep, Cincinnati's a good team. And Kansas City is a good team. And these are the two teams that probably for the next 5 years at least, you're going to have to either beat one of them or both of them to get to that Super Bowl. That's a tough task to have to do year in and year out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how it is. And now, us earlier talking about, Trevor Lawrence, talked about Josh Herbert. But hey, the AFC from a quarterback standpoint, oh man, These guys are so young. They're going to be going at it for the next 10 years.
At least. I mean, the only way that I do not see that happening is if, you know, God forbid, one of them gets a career-ending injury, or B, they do kind of like an Andrew Luck thing where, you know, I mean, they come back, they're healthy, but they just decide not, you know, this all this is not worth it, and they retire. I mean, had Andrew Luck stayed, I mean, man, dude, I have no doubt in my mind that we would that Andrew Luck would be right up there with them. And I can tell you this right now, the Colts would not be in the position that they are.
Oh no, not with Andrew Luck, you know, as a quarterback. No way.
No, I will tell you. So as you know, I do live up here in Michigan, right there on the border of right on the border of Indiana.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get to hear the Bears talk, the Lions talk, and the Indianapolis Colts talk. There was some news that broke earlier today, and I forgot to put it in the chat, but Jim Irsay has already picked his favorite to land that he wants to be the head coach of the Colts.
What did he say? Andrew Luck?
No, Jeff Saturday.
Really?
Yeah. He wants Saturday to continue as a head coach of the Colts.
Now, whose decision is that?
It is his daughter's, because his daughter is actually... His daughter actually runs the team.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't he give up control of the team?
Yes, he did.
When he walked away?
Yes, sir. He gave up control of the team. He makes suggestions, he gives his opinion, but as far as I know, he really doesn't have a real say-so in the day-to-day operations and everything like that. And I don't see that. I don't see him taking that away from his daughter, because this will, in fact, be his daughter's first head coaching search and everything. So I think he is going to, quote-unquote, let it ride, so to say.
Yeah.
Evidently he was really impressed with Jeff Saturday.
Now I thought, you know, for Jeff Saturday and his situation, you know, coming in, you know, there was that, you know, blowout at the very end of the season, but I thought, you know, with it, interim head coach coming in, you know, a third of the way through the season. I thought he did some good things. He looked like he wasn't, you know, the moment of being a head coach wasn't too much for him. You know, he looked like he had, for what it's worth, some control over the team. Those guys seemed to, you know, play hard. They played hard every game. They didn't look like a team that was trying to lay down. So,
right.
I mean, listen, we talk about this all the time about, you know, people getting opportunities, new, fresh faces in the head coaching or in the NFL coordinator circles, period, because at some point, you know, the game ain't going to be for, you know, the young. So, you need that veteran leadership. You need somebody that can be familiar with the players in the locker room and that can relate to them and talk to them in a way that they can understand it better without feeling like they're being, you know, yelled at. So, we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you that I don't think it is going to be Jeff Saturday as the head coach, but I will tell you this. I do see him securing a spot on that Colts coaching staff, or somewhere along those lines. I do think has a very long way to go. I guess you could say, quote unquote, get back. Interview Kirby Smart from Georgia. I don't think it would be a bad choice, but I just don't think Kirby is. I don't know if he really has any interest in coaching in the NFL. If I'm being completely honest, I really don't.
Yeah, you know, I can't disagree with you, you know, on that one. We will see. But I know, ladies and gentlemen, we got about maybe 10 or 15 more minutes left. And then that's going to do it for us for this Wednesday night. I already have the first 2 hours of podcast is already up for those who want to listen and, you know, check it out. So,
well, since we have 10 to 15 more minutes left, let's talk a little Bucks football.
Okay.
$55 million over the cap, Debo.
Man, listen, I have been trying to explain this for a while. Let me see if I could pull this up here. Traffic lights. All right, NFL salary cap. So, here we go. Hold on. Trying to make sure I'm reading this right. Okay, so we got total cap, all cap, total cap space. Yeah, we're 31st. We're 31st in the league. At $55 million over the cap. New Orleans Saints is at 56. The next closest team to the Buccaneers is then Jacksonville at minus negative 28,000.
Shoot. 28,000. 28,000, that ain't nothing, man. No. That's all that is just reworking some guy's new contract, giving him an extra $1,000 and rolling that into a sign on bonus. I mean 28,000, you might as well say they ain't even over the cap.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much you can do when you that far gone under the cap. I mean, yeah, that's crazy, well, man. 70, 50. Let me look at this. So, dead cap space. The highest paid player on the Bucks, Tom Brady. This is for next season.
Well, yeah, I think he counts for like $35 million.
Yeah, 35
or something like 30, that.
35. Godwin base salary is 20. Mike Evans is 13, Shaq 14, Carlton Davis. Let's see. So the highest paid person, let's just say the highest paid person, one of the highest, Zeke. Yeah.
Well, hate to say this, but 9 times out of 10, the only way you're going to get any workaround on that Tom Brady contract is first and foremost, you're going to have to have him agree to a whole new contract and everything like that. You're gonna have to roll some of that money up into a sign-on bonus, and you're gonna have to extend this contract out some years. But the problem with that is that the only way Tom Brady's going to sign a contract like that is if he has the option of being a free agent, which means that you're going to essentially have to, I guess, go to him and see if he would be willing to take a sign and release type thing and all that, just to clear up some cap room and all. So, I mean, I personally, like I said, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, keep it going. So, front loading contracts, back loading contracts. Yeah.
Well, Derek, you know what, man? It's actually about the end of the show, and I'll be honest with you. These roads are still not the greatest.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man. Like you got to concentrate, brother.
Yeah. So you know what? If it's okay with you, why don't we go ahead and wrap up the show? I mean, I know it's almost you know that time where you just kind of decompress anyway. So.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. We could go ahead and you know, go ahead and pack it in. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you guys want to check out any of our podcasts over the last going on nine years now. You can go to
something like that,
Podbean.com, Rat Pack Sports Show .podbean.com, and you can check us out there. Add us on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show. Follow us on Instagram, Rat Pack Sports. Also Twitter, Rat Pack Sports with a Z. And you know, stay tuned. So we'll be here Sunday. We're gonna be on Sunday. Hopefully, by the time we're on, at least depending on, you know, when they start the game, we should be either know who gonna be in the Super Bowl, or we'll be, you know, in position to, you know what the who's going. So we'll see.
Yep.
But until then, we will catch you guys all on the flip side. I'm your boy, Debo, my man William Graves, Mr. Nicholas Lane, a.k.a. Nicky Buckets. Again, appreciate him calling in, talking some sports as well. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Debo from the Rat Pack. We got to get out of here, man. We will see y'all on the flippity flip. And catch you later. Peace.
Peace.
Riding out with your best friends. Wanna have a good time, leaving the past behind. Dance like no one's watching. Cause I don't feel like stopping. Don't you feel the bass line thumping? It's got the whole place jumping. To be my lover tonight.